You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to another Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on this Friday, February the 2nd. Eight races for you tonight at Ireland's only all-weather venue. Andy Holding here, getting stuck into the action. Probably the best race on the card comes up at 8 o'clock in the shape of a 7-furlong handicap, in which old geological strutsy stuff again, probably for about the umpteenth time so far this winter. We've got some really competitive handicaps and maidens before and after that. So we'll kick on with the action in the first race, which is a claimer over a mile and a quarter. Quite a wide open one as well, even though there's only eight runners go to post. Six Silver Lane looks sure to Ruddy's race in the hands of the £10 Prentice Adam Farraher. This horse has been a model of consistency throughout the winter, despite not quite getting his head in front in the last few runs. He likes to go from the front, he races keenly. I think the step back up in trip will definitely suit him, having run over a mile on his last two runs. However, I just slightly prefer the claims here of Catchy Lass from the Tony Mulholland stable, who caught the eye with a good finish to her race of the day behind Adieu in a very competitive mile and a quarter handicap, in which the field contains the in-form horses such as Here for the Crack, Carried, Rock on Dandy, Specific Gravity, Charger, Shannon Soul, etc., etc. I do like the way this horse finished off her race. She is a deep closer. And if she does get the run of the race tonight, i.e. a strong pace to run at courtesy of Six Silver Lane, there's every chance that she can finally get her head back in front. The other one to mention is Zafu, who was a bit disappointing two starts ago in racing keenly. Completely fluffed the start here the last day when a mile's behind at halfway. But to be fair, her actual sectional times in isolation suggested that she ran to a pretty high level behind the rapidly improving Clear Skies. And with a good break tonight, she also could be a factor. But I'll stick with Catchy Lass with the dead eight runners. She looks a fair each way bet for us in the first.
Race two.
On to the second race, which is another middle distance contest over a mile and a half. Uncle Henry's bound to be a warm hoarder here. Following quite an impressive victory in a maiden here a couple of weeks ago, doing it in quite nice fashion. Time figure wise, it wasn't a bad performance. And with more to come from this son of Henry the Navigator, one would imagine that he'll take quite high rank here. But Al Kanda's probably the way I'd go here from an each way perspective. Chalked up around about 5-1 this morning. And that doesn't look a bad each way bet, providing he can overcome the stall 14 barrier. At least we should get the race split in the very early stages, because we've got Sharjah in the field, so they're likely to be dragged along at a decent pace early, and that'll mean that the gaps down the home straight for the first time will come. That means that Billy Lee will hopefully slot Francis Flood's five-year-old somewhere in mid-pack, and if so, he's got a good chance of being competitive down the lane, because he came from a long way back the last day behind Commander One in what turned out to be a really good tactical victory for Shane Foley on the winner. But I certainly didn't hold nothing against this horse, who finished his race off really well. And he could easily back up that victory, a smooth one at that as well, two starts ago when he was a really easy winner off a mark of 60. He's a big, long, striding type. I think there's more to come from him from this lightly raced horse, and the all-weather seems to really suit him. So Al Kanda each way in the second race.
Race number three.
On to race number three then. Not a particularly strong view here. I'd probably have to stick with the in-form, consistent Military Hill, who did all his best work at the finish the other day in quite a bunch finish behind Prove the Point. There was a whole host of horses that were a little bit unlucky in running over the top of each other in the latter stage of that race. But it was a decent effort anyway by Adam McGuinness's five-year-old, who backed up his previous place effort the time before behind the in-form Lady Rosebud. And a combination of those two runs do make this horse quite appealing this morning at his price from an each-way perspective.
Race four.
On to race number four, which is division two of that mile handicap. I would have probably gone for Paris Pazoo But unfortunately, the stall 14 coffin box has rather put me off that horse. He's run really well in his last two starts from bad draws. He must be one of the most unlucky horses in training. I think every time he's run, well, that, certainly the last couple of runs anyway, he's got stuck out in the wing in either stall 13 or 14. So therefore, I'm going to go with something a little bit better drawn tonight. And Mustafi is the one I'd go with here from the John Fiend stable with Danny Sheehy on board. This horse bounced back to his very best form on his return to the all-weather scene. Here with a good effort behind, proved the point in a bit of a bunch finish here last time out. But he came on quite nicely down the wide outside to be a never near a second. And if it wasn't for the fact that he was hampered at a couple of crucial moments in that particular race, he might have actually got his head back in front. Although he's been a bit in and out of late, the Tong Tai and Visor combination seemed to really work the Oracle last time out. And don't forget, this horse was second behind Boxer Dunford early on in the season as well. So it's not as if he doesn't deserve to get his head in front. So Mustafi is the each way choice there in race number four.
Race five.
On to one of the better races on the card. Certainly open to the most progressive types anyway, this 7 o'clock for the 3-year-olds over a mile. And two to concentrate on here are the two that fought out the finish here the last time out, which is Palace Guard and War Hero. Now, War Hero has been a real model of consistency throughout the winter campaign. He's done all his good performances, actually, from terrible draws. This horse has been drawn in a double-figure stall position on his last four starts. He managed to overcome one of them to win three starts ago. But once again, last time out, he was stuck out in stall 11 of 12, and he still managed to finish second behind Palace Guard, who overran him in the latter stages. Now, obviously, Palace Guard has got the upper hand over War Hero on that, and he's got once again a better draw, being in draw in full stall four, whereas War Hero's got the 10 berth. But I don't think there'll be a lot between these two. The time figure suggests that there's a hair's breadth between them. And if you force me down the route of backing something solidly each way, then I'd obviously have to put up War Hero. But at the same time, I do think Palace Guard's going forward in a rush. Look like the way he won last time out, and I think there's more to come with him. So you either pay your money, take your chance. You have a win bet on Palace Guard at a rather skinny looking 2-1, or you go for the solid each way option of going with War Hero at a much bigger price.
Race number six.
On to the 7:30, which is a maiden contest over 7 furlongs. And Judge of O'Brien looks to hold all the aces here with the favourite here, Downdraft, who's caught the eye on his two runs so far here to date. First of all, he was 6 in quite a decent maiden back in early part of the campaign. And then he stepped on that quite so markedly last time out when catching the eye, finishing his race off really well behind Theobald to be a never nearer fourth in what turned out to be quite a strongly run affair. The winner, of course, having contested group races last year, was rated 101 going into that contest. So that gives you some idea what kind of performance this son of Camelot achieved on that particular occasion. He's got a good draw, and with that experience under his belt, hopefully he'll put it to good use and get off the market the third time of asking there in the 7:30.
Race 7.
On to the 8 o'clock then, which looks a wide open affair, very competitive, likely to be run at a strong pace, courtesy of Togaville and Geological in the race, and that should set things nicely up for the strong travelling, sometimes keen racing, Beach Bar, who comes in good form. He was second, despite being wrong at the ratings the other day, behind the likes of Captain Joy. Back in the field was Glastonbury Song, and both of those two horses were rated in the mid-100s mark. So it just shows you what he was achieving on that particular occasion. Prior to that, he'd travelled strongly before getting his head in front over tonight's course and distance. And I do think 7 furlongs is ideally his best trip. Richard O'Brien's horses, generally speaking, throughout the winter, have been in really good form. Indian Tomahawk, of course, has been flying the flag from a win perspective. And this horse, of course, has added to that tally as well. So he looks fairly solid, really, there, to be honest, whichever way you strip it down, Beach Bar. He's around about 4-1 this morning. Well, I do think that's a decent each-way bet there with him likely to run his race.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, a 6 furlong handicap, and we've got Bluesbreaker coming here off the back of a couple of wins, looking for the hat-trick, and he was really gaming victory here last week, having led from the start. He fended off persistent challenge after persistent challenge to suggest that Damien English Charge is right on top of his game at present. And you know what it's like when Damien English gets one of these that's rocking and rolling. You know, he's had such a great record with the likes of Tribal Rock and Geological. Once they get the bit between their teeth, they tend to run up sequences. So it'd be folly for me to dismiss his claims out of hand here. However, I do think there's a good each way bet against him here in the shape of Free to Roam, who chased him home here last time out over 5 furlongs. That was the minimum trip for Adrian McGuinness's charge. He definitely wants 6, which he's got tonight. And he's got this useful 7-pound apprentice, which I've been talking up in the last week or two on board tonight, called Ben Cohen. I do think he's full value for his 7-pound. Very consistent type free to roam. You're likely to get what it says on the tin with him. He's likely to run his race. Good draw. Decent pace to shoot at because of Blues Breaker in the field. Let's go with Free to Roam each way in the final race. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of this Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can catch me again tomorrow when I'm going to be covering the first day of the 2-day Dublin Festival at Leopardstown on Saturday. I actually will be tending myself along with Ken Peterson from William Hill Radio. And we'll be reporting back and giving you my selections for tomorrow. And of course on Sunday again, which is the usual Sunday slot. Until the weekend's action then, it's a very goodbye from me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.